from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting Trump's historic visit to Israel.
Welcome, a very warm welcome to Israel.
The Prime Minister of Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, welcomes U.S. President Donald Trump arriving in Israel just a short while ago.
And Israel's hand is extended to peace, in peace, to all our neighbors, including the Palestinians. The peace we seek is a genuine and durable one, in which the Jewish state is recognized. Security remains in Israel's hands, and the conflict ends once and for all.
President Trump is making his first visit there as president who wants to revive the effort to achieve a long-sought peace agreement between Israel and the Palestinians.
Now we must work together to build a future where the nations of the region are at peace and all of our children can grow and grow up strong and grow up free from terrorism and violence.
VOA asked Middle East scholar Michael Fishbach of Randolph-Macon College if President Trump can reach that goal.
No matter what the different leaders say to him or try to sweet-talk him or however much he may, in fact, personally be committed to this deal, President Trump has already seen that governing a country and playing the role of world statesman is quite different than making deals in the business world. And I don't think he really yet appreciates just how difficult peacemaking between Israel and the Palestinians will be.
Trump's schedule on Monday includes meetings with both leaders as well as a visit to the Western Wall, an important Jewish holy site. On Tuesday, Trump has talks scheduled with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas.